It really is all in the Torah. We've received the Torah now at Mount Sinai, and we continue our journey. First word of this week's parasha is Ve'ele Hamishpatim, and these are the laws. Now, we all know that you don't begin a sentence with the word and, yet the whole parasha, the new portion, begins immediately, by the way, after receiving the Torah, with telling us the laws. But it doesn't just say, hey, by the way, these are the laws. It's, and these are the laws. So everything in the Torah is nuanced. Rashi immediately elaborates that the and, really shows us that all the laws that are connected, all the laws in this parsha, are connected with the same kind of theme to the parsha before. Just as the Ten Commandments were given at Mount Sinai, so too were all these laws given at Mount Sinai. And indeed, although many of the laws, and most of the laws in the Parsha of Mishpatim, are logical laws, laws that every society needs in order to survive, nonetheless, these were given at Mount Sinai, which really poses an interesting idea, and that is that so often we try to understand the basis of a law in the Torah, and those which are logical, those which resonate, shall we say, they are easy to do. And we do it because, well, that's the fill-in-the-blank moment. We do them because they were given to us by God at Mount Sinai, because the truth is, as much as they resonate, they're divine laws. Ever thought that perhaps they resonate because they are divine laws? You see, the nature of divine laws are that they're not time-bound and they're not place-bound. Restricted. They're divine laws. They transcend all the physical limitations. They come down from the Almighty. And the truth is, our souls really connect with divinity. Hence, they very much resonate. Now, they are logical, meaning to say that perhaps even without the divine law, we would come to that same conclusion and we would enact those same laws, perhaps. But nonetheless, the Torah is telling us that these are divine laws. And the reason we should do them is not because they make sense, is because that they're divine laws. What's the practical difference? Well, the practical difference is when there's a law that you disagree with, that we don't, that doesn't resonate, that we're not so quick to internalize because it's not something that we would necessarily come to that particular conclusion on our own, nonetheless, those two are divine laws. And we understand that the reason that we do the Torah is because, as it's brought down at the end of this parsha, we said as a Jewish people, when God approached us to give us the Torah, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do, and we will listen. We spoke that it's a reversed order. First, we should say, we will listen, tell us what it is that we're buying onto, and then commit, we will do. And yet we see that the Jewish people's acceptance of God and the Torah was one of loyalty and total subservience. We will do. Oh yes, what is it that we will do? Let us listen so that we have the details. Because that's the first step that we put forward, is our acceptance and our acknowledgement that all that comes from God raises us up and is the basis, the starting point of our lives. Now we will listen. So the Torah in this parsha is full of laws. Laws like returning a lost object. Laws like what one does and one has to pay when there's damage, what kind of damage. The laws with regards to interest, charging another Jew interest, etc., etc., etc. So we see these are very, very physical laws in the physical. And I think we touched on that last week, which is that the giving of the Torah was specifically the heaven and earth coming together. God descending upon the mountain and Moses going up on the mountain. The Torah is the perfect balance of physical and spiritual as they fuse together and they become one. How do we do the Torah? We do the Torah not by being aesthetic, by cutting ourselves away from this world, but to the contrary, by engaging in the permitted practices in this world and engaging in a divine manner, in a raised manner, in a manner that the Torah prescribes to us and directs us to. That's the way we bring the ultimate divinity into this world, which is the purpose of creation. God descends on the mountain. It's because God wants to meet us halfway. God wants to give us the energy to meet Him halfway. But it takes effort and it takes initiative from us and it takes consciousness and mindfulness to bring Hashem and godliness into our everyday action. First laws that appear right after the Torah was given. These are not about levitating on top of a mountaintop, but rather how do we bring divinity into our day-to-day life? Well, as you go through the day and you think about this, you'll see that each act that you do, that I do, that we do, is one that could be infused with spirituality and purpose, or just done because that's what we need to do or because it's enjoyable. Well, now that you have this idea, let's go take on the day. Have a wonderful day.